Well, let's turn now to the newspaper industry and the media giant Tronc, short for Tribune Online Content, which owns prominent papers like the Chicago Tribune, the Baltimore Sun, and for now, the Los Angeles Times. Tronc's management of the LA Times has been controversial. The executive hired to run it, Ross Levinson, was a defendant in two sexual harassment lawsuits. Questions have also been raised about some of his earlier business practices. But when Tronc announced the sale of the LA Times, they also quietly cleared Levinson of any wrongdoing. He's now leading efforts to reshape digital content for newspapers serving tens of millions of readers, and there are questions. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has followed Levinson's career closely. And David, in fact, you broke the story of his alleged misconduct. What was he accused of, and how did Tronc respond?
So as you mentioned, the most serious things came up in two separate lawsuits when he worked at two separate places, the early search engine AltaVista and when he worked for Fox as an executive there. In both cases, he wasn't accused of quid pro quo kind of demands or things like Harvey Weinstein, but he had been accused of creating, by the accuser's account, kind of frat house atmospheres, tolerating certain kind of behavior. And in his own sworn testimony in one of those cases, he talked about having rated the hotness of some of his female employees, wondering aloud whether one of them was sleeping with one of the coworkers, whether one of them worked on the side as a stripper. These was seen as somewhat damning. Both of these cases were settled by his employers for private amounts. There were other lesser incidents in which he was accused of some things that made colleagues uncomfortable as well.
Well, tell us more about his career. You know, reputation is one thing, and it's important to newspapers and these accusations, but tell us where he went and what he did.
Well, so he's worked at a lot of places in media, particularly digital media, held sort of in some ways a sparkling resume. He was at Fox when he encouraged Rupert Murdoch to invest in or take over MySpace and explore questions of Facebook as well. That was seen as a jewel of an acquisition. It sort of collapsed and failed as a venture under News Corp to be anything like the rival of Facebook that it was seen as being. But he was given credit for doing that and not really blamed for its failure. He later went on to be an investor in a couple of incarnations, went on to be a top executive at Yahoo, and at a brief point as its acting CEO, all along seen as a consummate salesman, a hail fellow well met, a guy who liked to do business, have a good time, and often found to be very charming in seeking to strike deals. I can't say there are a lot of things that you would point with as huge successes under him, but he's been in a lot of interesting places at a lot of times.
Well, also big parties, yachts, things like that. They were, you know, supposed to court advertisers. One could say, so what?
Yeah. So one of the things in reporting on his past was the extent to which he saw being involved in major parties thrown by at the expense of his employers being a way to do business and draw in advertisers. And in a sense, so what's a fair question? A lot of people do this in the media, particularly in the Hollywood media, where he certainly had ties. Some of these parties were events at which people had great discomfort. There was one party held by he was the head of an investment group that held the Billboard, the music publication. He was described by two witnesses to me as how to say this, having sort of a sexualized contact, his hands ranging over her body in the view of peers and colleagues and people who worked for him in a way that people objected to in the moment. At another party held when he was at Yahoo off the coast of Cannes on a yacht, an executive for a digital media company said she decided that she didn't want to be there to do business and watching men sort of look at women in flimsy outfits. Mm-hmm. And she sort of decamped and said, let's do business during regular business hours. That is, she felt that was an inappropriate place to be trying to do business. And I think we're seeing people look very closely at those kinds of questions right now.
Well, but there are other questions about money. Levinson's relationship also with James Heckman. You say their careers follow one another like a shadow.
Yeah, James Heckman, a serial digital media entrepreneur in around 2000 and I want to say 5 or 6. Levinson had Fox acquire one of Heckman's firms for a significant amount of money, and they stayed in very close contact after that. Heckman worked for Levinson for a while at Fox, and he continued on there. He then urged Yahoo when Levinson was an executive there. Levinson urged Yahoo to acquire another firm that they founded together. Levinson was said to drop any financial financial interest he had in the transaction. It went through. And some years later, I was able to show, and that they both confirmed, that Heckman cut a private check for Levinson. Questions raised in some ways by some of their colleagues. Does that payment represent somehow a benefit for Levinson for that transaction? Levinson says no, it was just a payment of gratitude for their collegiality over the years. More recently, they founded a new startup that even while Levinson was a $600,000 a year consultant to Tronc, James Heckman tried to get Tronc to make a major investment in that company. Again, colleagues of Levinson at Tronc wondering whether there was some self-interest driving that as well.
And so what does all of this mean, David Folkenflik, for the kind of journalism the papers might have?
Well, if you think about the kind of company, the startup that he had that they had wanted Tronc to invest in, that was a content company with a lot of different writers going for it. Right now, you've seen him adopt a philosophy called gravitas with scale. The idea is to use all these great brands of the newspapers to then flow out a ton more content that the journalists in the newsrooms have almost nothing to do with. That's engendered a lot of controversy in those newspapers.
NPR's David Folkenflik will link you to his writing on this. David, thank you.
You bet.